USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We thank you, we honor you, and we remember always what you've done for us.
President Biden's comments on this Veterans Day, the president speaking at Arlington National Cemetery, saying the nation always honors the sacrifices of its veterans. The president continues by saying the United States is forever grateful.
On Veterans Day, and every day we honor that great debt and recommit ourselves to keeping our sacred obligation as a nation to honor what you've done.
On this Veterans Day, IHOP giving away free pancakes 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. with a choice of two limited-time menu items. Meanwhile, Buffalo Wild Wings offering 10 boneless wings and fries for veterans as well. A ninth person is dead from injuries sustained at the Astroworld Music Festival. USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
The price of everyday food items is continuing to rise.
Amid inflation fears and higher gasoline prices already, now Americans are being told to expect meat prices to climb. CNN's reporting that Tyson Foods, Conagra, and Kraft Heinz have all notified retail customers their frozen and refrigerated meat prices are likely to be increased soon. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A woman who refused to wear a mask and threatened crew members and shoved one of them could be facing a $24,000 fine from the Federal Aviation Administration. She was a passenger on a flight from Detroit to Salt Lake City on December 27th last year. She was one of the 10 unruly passengers fined on Wednesday. The FAA says there have been more than 100 reports of physical assaults by passengers since the start of the year. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Boston Celtics star Inez Kantor says he felt encouraged to speak out against China after the NBA supported players in fighting other injustices and human rights. Kantor, using his social media platforms to call out and bring awareness to China's treatment of the Uyghur community, Tibet, Taiwan, and Hong Kong. His comments and post have caused a backlash in China, with the Celtics games being pulled by Chinese video streaming sites and the government criticizing the 29-year-old's comments. Kantor also calling out other athletes and celebrities on CNN.
There is so many athletes, so many actors, so many singers, and so many people who has a platform are speaking out many of the issues out there in the world. But when it comes to China, when it comes to, you know, China's Communist Party, they're scared because they care too much about money, they care too much about business, and they care too much about endorsement deals. You know, to me, the human rights and, you know, saving people's lives, it comes first. So that's why I wanted to do this project.
Chris Stapleton is celebrating six big wins following the 2021 CMA Awards. He picked up prizes for honors including Male Vocalist of the Year and Single of the Year for Starting Over. He also won trophies as a producer for Single of the Year and Album of the Year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.